From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Black Forest fire destroyed over 500 homes, leaving those homeowners with a difficult decision. Should they rebuild? Back in April, KRCC's Michelle Mercer talked to some Waldo Canyon fire victims about the tough choices they've made.
Retired IBM executives Francine and Richard Hansen moved to Mountain Shadows in 2002 and spent years renovating their house into their dream home. When they lost that home in the Waldo Canyon fire, they initially thought they'd rebuild.
We had planned to do that, and we had found a builder. The insurance company didn't like the bid, and so we had to go get more bids. And in the process, a lot of time went by.
During those months of negotiation with their insurance company, the Hansons had time to think.
It's not the place that we had moved to. It looks amazingly different. To the back of us, it's all dead. You know, the dust is still coming off the trees. My doctor's nervous about my allergies and the dust, so we've decided to look elsewhere.
Not rebuilding actually puts the Hansons in the majority for now. 347 homes were lost in the Waldo Canyon wildfire. To date, 151 rebuilding permits have been issued. Rebuilding permits are still trickling in, but it's safe to say a significant number of fire victims are not rebuilding.
Inevitably, it came up with every individual who lost their home.
Colorado Springs Together President Bob Cutter says many who don't rebuild are in a later stage of life. For example, couples with grown children who were thinking about downsizing before the fire.
I think you have seen some people say, hey, you know, it's happened. We didn't plan it that way. We've been thinking about it, but now we're forced to. Others didn't want to go through the hassle of rebuilding.
Disaster victims commonly feel pressure to rebuild from their communities. UCCS psychologist Chip Benight has been researching adaptation to natural disasters since 1993.
For the community itself, it's very important that people rebuild within that in that area. That's very important for the collective sense of recovery. Individually, there's no data that I'm aware of that suggests that people who choose not to rebuild are doing better or worse than those who are choosing to rebuild in the same spot. The key is that these people feel a sense of moving forward. I think the hardest part would be for somebody who's sitting there sort of on stuck mode.
That indeterminate, unsettled state is exactly what disturbed Brian and Fern Hoffman after they lost their home on Trevor Lane in June.
Felt like you were sucked up into a vortex during the fire, and then you get spit out and you land and you're in someone else's clothes, using someone else's things, someone else's house. That feeling of limbo was just almost unbearable. It's like you just want to get out of it as soon as possible.
In September, the Hoffmans bought a house in the Peregrine neighborhood. They've held onto their Mountain Shadows lot, though. Fern would like to rebuild there one day. Her husband, Brian, would not.
The long-term thing for me personally is, would I ever be comfortable at that location again? And I can't feel like it's a safe place for me to live anymore. Not that there's going to be another fire there, but it's going to be flooding. It's just an atmosphere that, to me, is depressing, to be honest with you.
Brian says he began to feel reestablished as soon as they started having friends over to their new house. Fern says she's still waiting for that feeling.
This home is kind of like a consolation prize. I'm hoping that I'll start to feel like it's home, but it's a process.
Whatever process Waldo Canyon fire victims undertake to rebuild their lives, Dr. Benight says it's vital they feel as if they're in command.
So if you decide not to rebuild, for example, if you felt like you knew what you needed to do and you could do it, your capacity to see a way forward, to harness resources available to you, to feel like you have what it takes to recover, that really is powerful to help you feel like you're succeeding and have control. Really, what this is all about is a sense of control over your environment.
Meanwhile, Colorado Springs Together continues to work with those affected by the fire, and lots for sale by former Mountain Shadows residents are attracting new residents to the neighborhood. For KRCC News, I'm Michelle Mercer.
Since this piece aired in April, rebuilding permits have trickled in. Now, 198 permits have been issued, or about 57% of the Waldo Canyon fire victims. Tomorrow, we'll learn about the span and risk of the wildland-urban interface. Join us then for this re-airing of our special series from April, Flashpoint, Living with Wildfire. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.